And welcome back, y'all. You can give us a ring at 602-277-5827. If you're trying to tackle a project, you'd like some help or guidance, answers to your questions, give us a ring. It's why we're here. Richard couldn't hold on.
He is working security for a private residential community. Didn't think it'd look good if he was on patrol with a phone stuck to his ear for a half hour waiting to get
there.
That's
true. Good call, Richard. So,
his question actually has to do with cost versus value, which we've gotten a lot. And I think we need to put that cost versus value link on our quick links, because we must have had a dozen questions this week about what's the return on investment going to be if I put in a granny pot? What's the return on investment if I'm going to do a carport conversion? You can look. I mean, there's no way to give you an exact dollar amount. It's going to vary by neighborhood. It's going to vary by square foot size. It's going to vary by how well it was done, if it was permitted, if it was...
Absolutely.
Like, you know, we got into that last week. I won't rehash it all. But there is a website that takes... that's been doing it for 20 years? They do a national...
I think it's almost 30.
Almost 30?
Yeah.
They do a national survey broken down regionally on the average cost versus added value to the home of projects. And they break it down by room additions. They break it down by basements.
Yeah.
Additions. They break it down by expansions, attic conversions. So look at the cost versus value report. That's probably going to be the closest. And then a local realtor that's been in the business for 30 years is going to be able to tell you based on their historic record what they've seen as well. So that would be your two best options. There is no formula that you just be able to plug that in and get your answer from.
And what was Richard's project that he wanted to
get?
Yes,
to Richard. Thank you. South-facing patio.
His question was return on investment.
For screening in a south-facing patio.
Okay.
What's that going to do in cutting down the heat gain from the sun?
Hmm.
And what does a screened-in patio do for Arizona appeal?
Well, I'll tell you, it certainly makes it nice to go out there and sit. I'd consider bringing some electric out there and get some ceiling fans and stir the air a little bit. But with it being south-facing, it isn't going to do much to cut the heat, because the sun in the summer is directly overhead and not shining on the sunscreens directly. So the heat you're going to have inside that screened-in porch is going to be very close to the ambient temperature outside the screened porch. When it is going to help you is maybe when you want the opposite effect, when the sun drops in the horizon through the winter and the angle of the sun's coming in underneath the patio cover, hitting that back area, you'll be cutting that glare down and you'll be cutting that heat gain down.
But you probably want that heat gain in the winter.
But that's the dilemma. Is you at that point, you very well may want that little bit of heat gain. But I don't know. In times like, you know, this, with the sun's in between its high and low point and the radius of the sky, you know, it's been warm this March. A nice screen porch facing south would have been a real welcome place to go out there and take your Arizona Highways magazine and your Arizona Sun Tea and turn the ceiling fan on and read away and spend your afternoon out there.
Especially for a retirement community where people come here to enjoy the warmth.
Mm-hmm.
I would think a screened-in patio would be a... if you had two houses on the same street identical, which is pretty common,
yep,
and the only differential was a screened-in back patio, for someone who enjoyed the outdoor living space, they'd probably spend an extra $1,000 to go to that.
And it's probably going to be hard to put a return on investment on that, because you'd be looking for someone like that. But my guess is would match yours, Romy, that of the two identical homes, if one did and one didn't, the one that did would probably sell quicker.
You would just have to be willing to wait.
Whether you get a return on investment or not is going to be hard to say, depending on how you construct it and put it together.
You'd have to be willing to wait for that right buyer willing to pay more.
Yeah.
I wanted to give out the number again, since it's different today, 602-277-5827, or you can text us at 411-923. We're here to answer your questions. I do have a Facebook question, Rosie. You may want to take it after the break. but it's about super cooling. So everybody's already starting over.
Here it comes. Yeah. Here it comes. We actually had addressed that just a little bit earlier, even just today. The questions are starting to roll in. I took 3 phone calls on it this week. What about super cooling? What did you tell me to do last summer that I didn't do? How am I going to save money on my electric bill and keep the thermostat turned down cooler? How can I be more comfortable and spend less money?
I will tell you, for Richard, if you are looking to create an outdoor living space,
for your quality of life,
look around a little bit, because there's a lot of great options. You had mentioned a ceiling fan, a vap cooler, a portable vap cooler is a great addition.
Yeah, a great addition.
As you get closer to the May, June months, even April sometimes. And there's I'm not a big fan of indoor-outdoor carpet, but there are alternative products that would be great to add to that that can break it up. So spend some time looking around specifically for outdoor living space. Don't get hung up on screened-in patio. Look for outdoor living space.